Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Young Forever Cookbook by Dr. Mark Hyman expands the ideas behind his longevity-focused approach to health by turning them into practical, everyday meals. Positioned within the larger Dr. Mark Hyman Library series, the cookbook centers on the belief that food is not just fuel, but also information that influences inflammation, metabolism, and long-term resilience. The recipes aim to make a nutrient-dense, protein-forward, fiber-rich pattern of eating feel doable for busy households without requiring extreme restriction or complicated techniques. Readers can expect options that reflect a functional medicine perspective, emphasizing whole foods, stable blood sugar, healthy fats, and abundant phytonutrients. The cookbook is designed for people who want their meals to support energy, body composition, and healthy aging while still tasting satisfying and varied. Alongside recipes, it presents guiding principles and smart swaps that help readers build a repeatable framework for cooking in a way that supports longevity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a longevity plate built on nutrient density, a core theme is constructing meals that deliver a high return on nutrition per bite. Rather than focusing on calorie counting, the cookbook encourages prioritizing micronutrients, antioxidants, and plant compounds that support cellular function and healthy aging. Recipes tend to lean on colorful vegetables, herbs, spices, and quality proteins to create meals that are both filling and metabolically supportive. This approach aligns with the idea that many modern health issues are linked to nutrient-poor, ultra-processed diets that promote inflammation and dysregulated appetite. By repeatedly returning to whole foods and simple culinary techniques, readers learn how to make nutrient density a default. The book also implicitly teaches balance. Meals are crafted to include protein for muscle maintenance, fiber for gut and blood sugar support, and fats that enhance satiety and nutrient absorption. Instead of treating healthy food as bland or punitive, it uses flavor-building strategies like aromatics, citrus, and spice blends. The result is a practical blueprint for eating that supports energy today while also targeting the long game of longevity. Secondly, blood sugar stability and metabolic health in everyday recipes. The cookbook repeatedly steers readers toward eating patterns that help avoid sharp glucose spikes and crashes. This matters because metabolic health is often framed as a foundation for longevity, influencing weight regulation, cardiovascular risk, and cognitive outcomes over time. Without making the book feel like a medical manual, recipe design tends to emphasize protein, fiber, and healthy fats, while limiting refined starches and added sugars that can drive overeating and inflammation. Readers are shown how to create comforting meals that still fit a lower glycemic, whole food approach, such as using vegetable-forward bases, smart alternatives to traditional flours, and naturally flavorful ingredients that reduce reliance on sweeteners. The practical benefit is that the reader can assemble breakfasts, lunches, dinners, and snacks that keep them satisfied and steady through the day. This steadiness can support productivity, mood, and workout recovery. Importantly, the approach is not just about avoidance. It is about replacement and structure, building plates that are enjoyable, portable, and repeatable, so metabolic support becomes part of routine life rather than a short-term diet phase. Thirdly, protein, muscle, and strength as anti-aging priorities. A longevity cookbook from a functional medicine lens often elevates the importance of maintaining lean mass, and this book follows that logic by featuring meals that make protein more central. The emphasis is not only on hitting a number, but on distributing protein across the day in satisfying ways. This matters because muscle is tied to healthy aging, mobility, insulin sensitivity, and overall resilience. Many people unintentionally underconsume protein, especially at breakfast, then struggle with cravings later. The recipes offer a structure that helps correct that pattern while keeping meals appealing. Another dimension is protein quality and pairing. Meals are typically built with supporting cast ingredients that add fiber, minerals, and phytonutrients, which can improve satiety and overall nutrient coverage. Readers also gain a sense of how to make protein convenient through batch cooking, versatile components, and leftovers that transform into new meals. This topic is not framed as bodybuilder nutrition, but as a practical anti-aging strategy that supports strength, independence, and a healthier metabolism over decades. Fourthly, gut-friendly fiber and anti-inflammatory ingredients. Another key focus is using food to support a healthier inflammatory balance, in part by feeding the gut microbiome. The recipes encourage a steady intake of diverse plant fibers through vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, and herbs. This variety helps build a broader microbiome ecosystem, which is increasingly associated with digestion, immune function, and even mood and cognition. The cookbook also leans on ingredients commonly discussed in anti-inflammatory eating patterns, including olive oil, omega-rich foods, spices, and colorful produce. Rather than isolating a single superfood, the book tends to promote a pattern where small anti-inflammatory choices accumulate across meals. Readers learn that gut-supportive eating can still feel indulgent when flavor is prioritized and textures are varied. The practical value is that the reader can reduce guesswork about how to put fiber and anti-inflammatory components on the plate without resorting to complicated meal plans. Over time, this approach can help readers feel lighter, more regular, and more energized, while supporting long-term health markers that are influenced by chronic inflammation. Lastly, a practical cooking system for sustainable healthy eating. Beyond individual recipes, the cookbook functions like a system for making healthy eating sustainable. It implicitly teaches planning skills such as choosing versatile ingredients, building meals from repeatable templates, and using simple techniques that do not require advanced culinary training. Many readers struggle not with motivation, but with logistics, what to cook, how to shop, and how to make healthy food taste good enough to repeat. The book addresses this by offering variety across meal types and by making the recipes approachable for real kitchens. A system-based approach also helps reduce decision fatigue. When readers can rotate reliable breakfasts, assemble quick lunches from leftovers, and keep a handful of weeknight dinners in regular circulation, consistency becomes easier. The emphasis on whole foods supports this practicality because it encourages stocking a pantry and fridge with foundational ingredients that can be recombined. For households, this approach also makes it easier to accommodate different preferences without cooking separate meals. The broader takeaway is that longevity-supporting nutrition is less about perfection and more about building repeatable habits that fit time, budget, and lifestyle. In conclusion, this cookbook is best for readers who want a clear, food-first path toward healthy aging without living on bland diet meals. It will especially appeal to people interested in functional medicine concepts, metabolic health, and using everyday cooking to support energy, body composition, and long-term resilience. The benefit to the reader's life is practical. It turns longevity ideas into breakfasts, dinners, and snacks that can be made on a weeknight and repeated without boredom. By emphasizing nutrient-dense ingredients, protein for strength, fiber for gut health, and flavors that reduce dependence on sugar and refined starches, it can help readers feel steadier throughout the day while supporting habits linked to long-term wellness. Compared to similar health cookbooks, it stands out by aligning recipe design with a coherent longevity framework rather than offering disconnected healthy dishes. It is also positioned as a bridge between health strategy and real-life execution, helping readers build a sustainable cooking rhythm rather than a short-term reset. For anyone who wants their kitchen to be a tool for aging well, it is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Dr. Mark Hyman, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.